surprising. He said we can.
Well, probably if you're from New Mexico or Houston, you're scoffing at our 80-plus degree temperatures and us calling it a heat wave. But it's pretty unusual for here. For the next 11 hours, it's what's called an excessive heat warning. We could break the record of 87 degrees at SeaTac today. Earlier, we spoke to Michael Lehr, who's preparedness director at the King County Public Health, about how to stay safe in the heat.
The thing to keep in mind is heat is actually the number one natural hazard killer in Washington State, in the country, and in the world. It affects people, can affect people very, very quickly and have, you know, very serious results. And so the key, really, I think there's a couple of things that folks need to be focused on. One is to avoid the heat if possible. In other words, stay in a cool environment, you know, stay in an air-conditioned environment. If your home doesn't have air conditioning, find a place that does. There are shopping malls or community centers, or connect with friends and family. Now, social networks and social, you know, connections are extremely important in any type of a crisis, and heat is no different. So when we think about who's really affected by this, which are senior citizens, young children, and people with chronic health conditions, it's important that we check on them in our neighborhoods and in our communities. So, you know, check and see if senior citizens have a cool place to go if they don't have air conditioning, and make sure that they can get out of the heat at least during the hottest part of the day.
And what about air conditioning? What if you don't have it? Are there going to be cooling centers available?
There are. Local emergency management agencies are preparing to post that today. And I think the key is, you know, any kind of a shopping mall, most community centers, places like movie theaters, you know, public facilities like libraries, many of these do have air conditioning. And so they're right off the bat, those are places where folks can go right away.
And what about our four-legged friends? How about keeping them safe?
Key thing with pets is, and young kids is vehicles. We definitely do not want to leave young children or pets in parked cars for any period of time during a very hot day like today. Even with windows rolled down, it's simply not enough. It's very, very easy to overheat in those conditions. So keep pets, again, in shady areas. Keep them with plenty of water, and definitely don't leave them inside a hot parked car or a very hot apartment with no type of ventilation. We really want to keep pets, young children, and senior citizens in a place where they're hydrated, where they're shaded, and where they have access to cooler air.
That's Michael Lehr, preparedness director at King County Public Health. He says to stay safe in the heat, use your social networks, go to a cool place, and never, ever keep your pets in a car, even if the windows are rolled down slightly.